Temptation's got a hold now. It won't let go now.
And it won't let it go now.
See, temptation's got a hold now.
Temptation's got a hold now.
And it will not let go.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Off the hinges.
I don't know. He came barreling through, all pissed off.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you wouldn't let those nature robots, they're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them, so she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that
it'd be tragic
if those evil robots win. I know she can beat them. Oh, Hiroshima. They don't believe me, but you wouldn't let those robots eat me, Yoshimi and Joe Wiley. You wouldn't let those robots defeat me, Yoshimi.
So sad. I had to throw something in there, huh?
I haven't cried, baby, since I learned to talk. I haven't fallen down since I learned to walk. And I don't get bored watching the tube. And I never had a rock in my shoe. And if I tried, baby, would you mess me around? Time to share a few. You never get me down when I'm feeling blue. When I tell you lies, you won't believe they're true. And I really should be on my way. Think I'm gonna stick around all day. It's all true. I got me. She's got you. Time to perish. With some empty arms and a broken heart, then I don't get bored watching the two.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding the studs back at Jim. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, oh, sweet Jane, oh, sweet Jane. I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. And when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All your protest kids, you can hear Jack say, get ready.
the peoples, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
might be fun to have a kid that I could kick around. A little me to fill up with my thoughts. A little me or he or she to fill up with my dreams. A way of saying life is not a loss. I'd keep the tiger away from school and tutor him myself. Keep him from the poison of the crowd. But then again, pristine isolation might not be the best idea. It's not good trying to immortalize yourself. Beginning of a great adventure. Beginning of a great adventure. Where stop at one, I might have 10 regular TV brood. I'd breed a little liberal army in the woods. Just like these redneck lunatics I see at the local barn, where their tribe of mutant inbred piglets with cloven hooves. I'd teach them how to plant a bomb, start a fire, play guitar, and if they catch a hunter, shoot them in the nuts. I try to be as progressive as I could possibly be, as long as I don't have to try too much. Beginning of a great adventure. Adventure. Susie, Jesus, Bogart, Sam, Leslie, Jill, and Jeff. Rita, Winnie, Andy, Fran, and Jet. Boris, Bono, Lucy, Ethel, Bunny, Reg, and Tom. That's a lot of names to try not to forget. Carrie, Marlon, Moe, and Steve, LaRue, and Jerry Lee. Eggplant, Rufus, Dummy, Star, and the Glob. I'd need a damn computer to keep track of all these names. I hope this baby thing don't go too far. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. Hey, I hope it's true what my wife said to me. She says, baby, it's the beginning of a great adventure. Babe, beginning of a great adventure. Take it, Lou. Bears to carry me to the grave and keep me company when I'm a wise and toothless clod. Some gibbering old fool sitting all alone, drooling on his shirt. Some senile old fart playing in the dirt. It might be fun to have a kid I could pass something on to. Something better than rage, pain, anger, and hurt. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. She says, Lou, it's the beginning of a great adventure. Lou, 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 beginning of a great adventure. Said, babe, how you call your lover boy? Sylvia, what do you call your lover man?
What's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every man I fall for, at dinner with her family.
I'm gonna have- love the way the tattered clouds blow wind across the sky. The summer goes and leaves me with a tear in my eye. I'm taking off my winter clothes. Oh, my garden knows what is wrong. The petals of my favorite rose and shadows dark and long. Though every year it's very clear I should be carrying on, but I can be found in the garden singing this song when the last rose of summer is gone. The last rose of summer.
W-M-F.
Ah!
to the shore to feel the warm thrill of confusion, space cadet below. Tell me, is something eluding your sunshine? Is this not what you expected to see?
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
This is Alexander.
This is John.
We got Nick over there, too.
Hi.
And we're Dirty Mike and the boys.
That's us.
All boys. All the time.
Here on WMFO.
91.5
Medford. So, you guys are radio professionals yourselves.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah?
That's correct.
So, tell us where you hail from.
I'm from the concrete wastes, New York City. Did a little bit of radio there at WKCR.
What'd you do?
Played a few shows, you know, did the old Jim Hall Memorial broadcast. I was in the jazz department.
Do you know anything about harpsichord?
No, I know very little about harpsichord.
or Bach.
Oh, that's true. I did. We have a 10-day long Bach fest there at WKCR, and programmed for about 4 hours of that. Played some real great stuff.
Wow, 4 hours. That's a long time.
Yeah, some great fugues.
You used to have the graveyard shift, did you not?
I did a couple of the 5 to 8 slots. That's a rough one.
I could imagine. Yeah, that's usually when I like to sleep.
Yeah, that's prime sleeping time.
Prime sleeping time.
Prime.
And how about yourself, Mr. Berga?
Well, you know, I hail from the humble town of Poughkeepsie, New York, Vassar College, I've involved myself there with a 91.3, a number close to yours. There I do jazz. I do a jazz show, and I'm also the tech director. We have some good times.
Very nice. We've got a lot. We were just chatting about website redesign stuff. It was good times.
Lots to say.
Lots going on.
CSS, so, PHP.
Hey, you know, so keep your...
Image J.
Is open. Image J.
Image J.
Image J.
Macro scripting.
Mad
Python, Java, you name it.
He's got it. John's got it. So,
what are we listening to right now?
I just threw on very low, more of Automation. It's Tiger's Jaw.
Gotcha.
But yeah, do you guys have anything that you want to play or say, or discussions to have?
Well, how about you, John?
I don't have much. I just want to say that to anybody listening right now, you should be really grateful that you have this resource, this radio station for you.
You should be really grateful. John is telling you.
I'm just saying. I'm blown away. I'm blown away by the dedication.
Yes, this is a lovely studio.
Here.
We're very grateful to have Mr. Golan showing us around. giving us lots of beautiful swag.
Swag. Lots of swag. And now we got Motley Crue.
Wow.
It's a whole grab bag.
This takes me back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your relationship with Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I don't think I really listened to Motley Crue that much until I played Tim Schafer's Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend. Very nice.
Good game.
You jump in the car, kickstart my heart, Dr. Feelgood, they come right on, and you feel like, oh man, just soaring across the desert. It's great stuff.
Now, the real band of Brutal Legend is, what's that band called? You know which one? Like, I bought one of their CDs. They have that one song. I had never heard
Angel
of
Angel Witch?
No, no.
Manowar?
No, no. Broca's Helm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where it's at.
What was that song? Orcs something?
Something.
Yeah, something something orcs.
Something something orcs.
Yeah.